Hi, this is Teresa Conti, life coach, energy healing practitioner, and author speaking to you once again from Trieste, Italy. Today, I'd like to talk to you about prosperity, but first a quote from Deepak Chopra. Follow your bliss, don't be afraid, and doors will open where you didn't know they were going to be. So, you know, in today's world, there's a lot of anxiety about our futures. What direction are we going in? What's happening politically? How are these things going to affect our own sense of prosperity and financial well-being? Well, what I'd like to share with you is that there are many, many ways to view prosperity, and many of them depend on our point of view. So today, I'd like to invite you to expand your point of view about prosperity and the ways that it enriches your life that has absolutely nothing to do with money. It can include money and does, but of course, there's so much more to prosperity than what is in our bank accounts, our wallets, and our pockets. So here we go. Here are 10 keys to bolster your prosperity. The first one is that prosperity is everywhere, and that the more we recognize it, the more we'll see and experience it. So, as you go about your day, I invite you to pay attention to the beauty that surrounds you. So, perhaps as you look outside your window, what do you see? Maybe you find novelty in something that's been there all along, but you've never actually recognized and taken in as a source of prosperity. It could even be a tree that's outside your window, a plant in a neighbor's garden, or even children playing outside, laughing and having a good time. Take some time to really expand your point of view about prosperity in your actual environment. The second key to prosperity is, again, the more we broaden our definition of it, the richer our lives become. So prosperity includes the friends who love and support us, the work we enjoy, the unexpected gifts that life provides us, even a stranger's act of kindness, perhaps someone smiles at you or opens a door for you or acknowledges you in some way, all serve to remind us that we're truly rich. So today, I invite you to be aware of the way that life shows up for you. The third key to prosperity is that imagination is central to our prosperity. It's a powerful ally, and although we may feel stuck at times, our imagination can guide us into new ways of living, loving, and being. So I invite you to sit quietly and envision your desired future. Then be open to new ideas and follow through with inspired actions. The fourth key to prosperity is to say no to negativity. The mind is conditioned to focus on the negative. It's the way the brain is structured based on our ancestors' needs for survival. So, notice when your mind is occupied with negative thoughts. Let them float by without giving them undue power, like clouds floating by in the sky. Then, if you like, replace them with thoughts of health and well-being and let the peaceful feelings in. The fifth key to prosperity is tithe your time, talents, and treasure. Giving enhances our sense of abundance. Helping a friend in need, sharing our expertise without expectation of return, and buying someone coffee are all wonderful examples, as well as the traditional sense of tithing, which is to tithe 10% of your income to a person or organization that enriches your spiritual life. The fifth key to prosperity, the sixth key to prosperity is self-care. Do something special for yourself on a weekly basis, if not daily. Go for a walk, read your favorite book while relaxing, or enjoy a good meal or a cup of tea. These are just a few ideas. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. The seventh key to prosperity is, when in doubt, don't. This is one of my favorite keys. Forcing a solution is tempting when trying to decide on a course of action, as it's uncomfortable for most of us to sit in uncertainty. So train yourself to take a break and do something else instead. It will calm your nervous system and free your mind to come up with the right and perfect answer at the right and perfect time. The eighth key to prosperity is to have a grateful heart. Write down three things that you're grateful for at the beginning or end of the day. Doing it for 10 weeks can increase your happiness. It's scientifically proven. What we appreciate appreciates. The ninth key is live your life authentically. Be yourself, not who someone else wishes you to be. Let go of all patterns of what parents, teachers, or others told you should be or be doing. Be true to yourself. That is true prosperity. And last but not least, number 10 kind of goes back to the first one. So we're in a little circle here, and that is, take time every day to recognize and acknowledge what is beautiful. That, my dear friend, includes yourself. So at the beginning of the day, or in the evening, when you wash your face and look in the mirror, see your reflection looking back at you and tell yourself that you are beautiful. Let those feelings sink in, expand, and enrich you. I hope that you found today's coaching tips and podcast helpful. If so, I'd love to hear your comments. You can find me on Facebook at Reconnecting to You. That's Reconnecting, the number 2, Y-O-U, or via email at Teresa@reconnectingtoyou.com. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm wishing you a happy, healthy, prosperous day. Bye-bye.